Many of these Afghans have been through really tough times. A large number of minors are among those returning from Iran.
The children registered with us are from ages 10 to 17. Sometimes we get children aged 8 or 9 as well, but not too many.
They left their homes in Afghanistan to find work across the border. Some have been deported because they don't have permits, and others simply decided to come back.
Everyone has their own problems, so I can't tell them not to go to Iran. Maybe they're desperate to go there. If someone is not desperate, they wouldn't set foot in Iran. When you go this way, you have your own blood on your hands. There are lots of obstacles, possibly even death.
My message to the young people is that they should not go abroad illegally, because it's tough and they can even die. My message to them is to stay in their country. They should study and work hard here, help build their country. And my request from the Taliban is to create conditions for people to work and provide employment for young people so they can stay here.
But conditions in Afghanistan are pushing more and more people to search for a better life abroad. Since the Taliban took power last year, foreign funds have dried up and it's become increasingly difficult to make ends meet. According to the UN, the number of minors leaving Afghanistan has almost doubled compared to last year.
And I think this is an indication of the severity of the situation. If a child is put in such a situation to make a decision to leave the school and to cross over to Iran to get a job and to support the family, I think that's a very good description what really the situation in Afghanistan is like. And this is not just one case, all the cases that of children crossing because of the current economic situation.
They will be given medical checkups and psychological counseling. And then they will head back to their families across Afghanistan, hoping to find a way to survive. Nothing here has improved since they left. Stephanie Decker, Al Jazeera.